You are tuned in to episode 77, the special spooky edition of Hijack Hawaii, with DJ Triple Bypass on Monsnap Radio and hijackhawaii.com. That's H-I-J-K, no C.
My dog has fleas. The moment I meet an attractive woman, I have to start pretending I've no desire to make love to her.
What makes you think you have to conceal it?
She might find the idea objectionable.
Then again, she might not.
Think how lucky I am to have been seated here.
Well, luck had nothing to do with it.
Fate?
I tipped the steward $5 to seat you here if you should come in.
Is that a proposition?
I never discuss love on an empty stomach.
You've already eaten.
But you haven't.
Time, Lord, from the dry dust out of these chains from the devil's house. It is time, Lord, take me from the dry dust, break me from these chains, bring me from the devil's house, take me out of darkness, walk me out of blindness, lift me out of sadness, save me from my damnness, please, Lord. It is time, Lord. Take me from the dry dust, break me out of these chains, bring me from the devil's house, take me out of darkness, walk me out of blindness, lift me out of sadness, save me from my damnness, please, Lord.
Amputated ankles, tooth-filled anuses, and Vincent Price. This show is filled with ghoulish music and spooky tales, so please join me on this journey into the dark.
Freaks at. the Freak Stack.
Can't tell me nothing.
What you want, don't dirty me.
got a little pretty mouth, ain't he?
That's the truth.
You're going to do some praying for me, boy. And you better pray good.
Come on, squeal! Squeal!
That was a tribute to my swell pal Jason Johns, owner and carver of Raccoon Pecker Toothpicks in the beautiful downtown Cape Girardeau, located in the middle of Shawnee National Forest. It's a little past southern Illinois, a little northern Missouri. Thanks, Jason Johns, and always thanks for listening.
Good day there, Cobber. What are you doing out here? Yeah, right. Well, my name's Dazza, and I tell you what, I'm looking for me mate Russell Coit. He goes, poor old bugger, he goes walkabouts, doesn't he? And he gets himself lost in the bloody outback, so I have to come looking for him. But, look, tell you what, I need a break. Sit down by the campfire here and we'll have a cup of tea. I'll put the billy on. Now, tell you what, I'll tune the wireless in. Me mate DJ Triple Bypass, he's got a perler of a bloody show. It's called Hijack Hawaii. He plays some good music, he does, and I tell you what, he's got some good news for you too. So you sit back and relax there and let her boil up. You haven't seen Russell, have you?
Thank you, Brendan, for that lovely little bit of walkabout. And before that was the Dilly Maggio's, but it was the Hawaiian version. Kind of fun. Aloha, and here is a fiendishly good ghost story from my hometown of Pontiac, Illinois. This one goes out to Tony Clifton and his stable of miniature stallions in Chilliwack, Canada, also known as Cult Lake. It goes a little something like this. In an old country home just outside of Pontiac, Illinois, in Livingston County, this newly married couple decided it was about time they had a night out. This was the first night away from their newborn baby that was less than a year old. They were pretty much living in the middle of nowhere and didn't know any of their neighbors, except for the one eccentric old woman who lived alone at the end of their lane across the gravel road. They only saw her occasionally and thought she acted a bit strangely, but they really needed a night away, and when they asked her, she really lit up with excitement about babysitting their young newborn. for they didn't know of her history and what she did to her husband and children many, many years ago. So she came to their house early that Saturday evening with only a box of matches and a pack of Lucky Strikes tucked away under her dress. She had dreamed of this moment, of dying with someone else's child. She waited until the parents' car was out of sight. She set the child down into the tub, or I guess the sink, excuse me, while she went and looked for a gas can, which she then proceeded to pour it around the house. She picked up the screaming child and made her way to the rocking chair that looked out at her farmhouse where she had murdered her family so long ago. She lit a cigarette and flicked the match in the corner. She kept quiet while the baby screamed and the house burned to the ground. This was a story I heard growing up, and the rumor was that if you went to that house on the anniversary of the death at Burn Baby Road, that you could see the ghost of an old woman holding a baby walking the fence rail. At the time, when I was younger, I think in high school, I knew the date. And as a kid and liked these kind of things, I got a group of my friends and we went out to the house and we actually went into the house, which is, it was burnt down. I don't know if it was the true place. But we went inside, walked around, and we looked out the window. And no shit, we saw what looked like a glowing woman holding something in her hands, walking kind of against the trees or forest. Anyway, we got the hell out of there. We were all scared to death. I'm not sure if any of my friends that are listening remember that, but I think there was a few of us. I think it was Ryan Miller, possibly, said he maybe does, and possibly a few other gals, but I'm not sure. Anyway, it was spooky, kind of fun. That's a little bit of Pontiac lore. This next track goes out to my pal, Fat Ewing, a.k.a. Jeremy Dodson.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating a joint for traps, taking my telephone for taps. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that fool that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, met a flower. Reached under my seat, grab a popper for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared than a motherfucker. Hook the left in the Popeyes and better die quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw them, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry-free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie, my mind is playing tricks on me.
Hey, hey. Don't you worry about the dead life. You'll be in the hands of death. And death is pretty damn nice. So won't you take a breath?
We don't wanna be alive. No, we don't wanna be alive. No, we don't wanna be alive. No, we just wanna die.
Hey.
Yeah.
shit.
Perhaps they need a good talking to. If you don't mind my saying so, perhaps a bit more.
Well, sometimes that is better.
Hey, from the racks and stacks, it's the best on wax. How about another double golden oldie twin spin sound sandwich from KLAM in Portland, where we listen to Hijack Hawaii with DJ Triple Bypass on Mod Snap Radio.
The Hot Shot Banger of the Week
is Thriller, the Steve Aoki Midnight Hour Remix by Michael Jackson.
Oh, I told you before. I told you he would be back. But you didn't listen. And tonight, the spook returns.
What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
Astro. Nomical, she kinda basic. One of my numbers, send her back to the matrix. Red pill, blue pill, what am I taking? LAX on a beat, we stretching. The POD, let me loosen my neck. I'm a GOD, better know I'm the best. No DOG, gonna teach me, I'm a vet. See, I'm the one like Neo, deep in the field. Bullets flying round, yellow sleep at the wheel. Who be the tightest? Who be the titan? Land of Troy, yeah, my gift gonna enlighten. War of the giants, David Goliath. Who gon' test me? Who gon' try it? Who gon' put their feet in the fire? This my rebellion, this my riot.
What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
ocean.
She said that I'm cool. I said, yeah, that's true. But she said I'm a D-O-G. She said I'm a T-H-O-T. But she don't know the real, so I just said, come over, chill. Super bad, no Jonah Hill. But then she said, ain't we in COVID still? Laying low, our pandemic opened up, now it's time to send it. From the Bay, and it's all authentic. Fuck with me, cause there's still no limit. Not your son, I am no descendant. If I said I fucked it, then you know I meant it. Shit gets deep, I get so offended. What you know about it, cause I'm rolling in it, like.
What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion, yeah. I feel like an astronaut in the ocean, ay. What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion, yeah. I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
I got money, I'm on TV, I know all my haters see me. Take my bus down, it's on Fiji, that's why my girl never leave me. When I'm in it, she get creamy, I keep winning, they can't beat me. Check my life out, it's so dreamy, said I make it, don't believe me, cool. Let me just hop in the lamb, huh. Let me just hop in the Wraith, huh. Let me just eat on the calamari, nigga, let me just eat on the steak. Top five, it is not for debate. On the jet sticks today, Lamborghini do the raise, I be fucking up the Braves,
What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion, yeah. I feel like an astronaut in the ocean, ay. What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion, yeah. I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
I'm the kind of man likes to know who's buying their drinks, Lloyd.
No. If a god of love and life ever did exist, he is long since dead. Someone, something rules in his place.
Most torturers tend to have their favorite areas of the body to work on. Genitals, teeth, soles of the feet. With me, it's the eyes. Chilies, sand, bleach, a spoon. I'm gonna rub chilies into your eyes, then sand.
Thank you.
Reagan. I had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it!
Thanks for tuning in to this special spooky edition of Hijack Hawaii, Episode 77, on Mod Snap Radio and HijackHawaii.com. That's H-I-J-A-K, no C. If you like what you're listening to, check my website out. It's HijackHawaii.com, as I just said. Leave me a message, sign up, subscribe. You can check out ModSnapRadio.com. Leave me a tip. And this coming week is my birthday on Monday, so you could always leave me a shout-out or something special. I won't say no. So anyway, I hope all's well. I have room for a couple more tracks here. You can also follow me on Instagram as DJ Triple Bypass. Thank you very much, and happy Halloweener. Oh, and as always, stay safe, stay sane, and keep on smiling. Peace.
You let me complicate you.